This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Rich Bradbury, and welcome to Enterprise BizBytes. I'm in the studio with...
Frida Liu.
Yay. We are going to be with you for around about an hour or so today, thereabouts. And if you want to get in touch with us, a couple of ways you can do it. You can get us via WhatsApp on...
018-789-8899. I still remember that.
And Twitter is...
at BFM Radio.
There you go. Today's conversation, we're having a bit of a discussion about job seekers, and we're talking about these... employment scams that seem to be popping up quite a bit. I've heard a little bit about this, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. And of course, we do have an expert with us a little bit later on throughout the show. We will be hearing from Cilia Rasasegram. She's the HR consultant and chief experience officer at Kindler Employee Experience Project. Hearing all from her a little bit later on. So we've been hearing about this. This is from an article that I picked up. Many job seekers put up their resumes on recruitment websites in the hope of getting offers from companies, of course.
Right.
However, this has also made some of them a little bit vulnerable to job scammers who make fake offers through messaging apps like WhatsApp, which we've just asked you to send in a message via. Well, first of all, let's share a little bit of this story that we picked up from The Sun. And it's about someone who very nearly fell victim to one of these recruitment scams. Now, in a series of tweets, Nabil Hussein shared his experience of speaking to one of these scammers via WhatsApp. He said he received a message from somebody by the name of Alisa, who claimed to work for a delivery company. Now, this is him speaking. This is a quote.
Right.
She claimed to have seen my resume on a job portal called AJobThing. And Alisa showed me the company's Commission of Malaysia, the CCM certificate, and offered me a job with a high salary.
Right. So Nabil continued to say, to talk about what Alisa said. She said, she said her company had an online job that pays up to $10,000 a month. And the job was simple and just required me to follow a few celebrities and TikTok accounts. Alisa said the hours were flexible and would not interfere in my daily activities. She even promised payment through the Touch and Go e-wallet. I did the job, received payment. However, it was just 12 ringgit and not the few hundred ringgit that I was expecting, he said in a post on Twitter. So Nabil said Alisa then forwarded him a link to download her company's software to accept the job. It was then he realized he was being scammed. I realized if I downloaded the app, Alisa would have immediate access to my mobile phone and could use my e-wallet or banking apps to make illegal transactions.
So they got in touch with Roy Tang, who is the founder of AJobThing, and he said scammers were attacking bona fide recruitment portals for access to potential employees' information. He said scammers used the name of genuine job portals, accessed public listed companies' CCM certificates, and used the same modus operandi as genuine employers, especially by contacting them through WhatsApp. This is a quote from Ray. He said the public cannot access a potential employer's resume on his company's website unless they are genuine companies registered with a job thing.
Right. And he said, but I'm sure of other recruitment companies, as such access depends on their policy. So usually employers who are our clients will have to register with us, provide their contact numbers, legitimate CCM certificates, other relevant details, and go through a verification process first. However, scammers today are smart. They can forge any document they want. Tang said it was important for the public to be educated and remain vigilant of any suspicious offers made by scammers. If the offer is especially if salary is too good to be true, then one must be extremely careful. It usually isn't. And he said, do not download any unauthorized apps shared by unknown and unverified parties. Ask questions and learn more about the offers, even if you have the slightest doubt, and make a video call with them to know who you're talking with. So usually scammers will want to remain anonymous and not take video calls. It's a very simple thing, right?
Right, he went on to say that if any potential employee notices suspicious companies offering jobs, report the matter to the police. If a scammer is using a genuine recruitment company's name, inform the company so that the scammer can be blocked. Asia Recruit Consulting Team said job recruitment is moving quickly these days with millions of candidates eager to find work and recover from unemployment caused by the pandemic, of course. But the public must remember that it is critical to be cautious because job fraud is on the rise. Here's a quote, scammers will take advantage of candidates by making unbelievable offers just to obtain personal, private and financial information. So one has to be very cautious of this.
So that's just one method that some of these unscrupulous individuals are taking advantage of people during these tough times. It's incredibly important to be aware of the tactics that these people use and how to avoid them. So with that in mind, if you're a job seeker, we'll be hearing from Celia Rajasegaram, HR consultant and chief experience officer of Kindler Employment Experience Project, about some of the ways in which you can avoid these scams, but more importantly, what you can do to help your chances in securing a job in the future. And I can't believe we're talking about job scammers.
Yeah.
Right? Even yeah. then. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a couple of these WhatsApp messages come through. Have you had some as well?
But it's not a job. It's like, you know, but, you know, come in, then earn 10,000. It's like, oh, right. You know, so.
And at first it used to be, you know, join these gambling syndicates. That was one thing. And then it was something else. And job scamming, though, this seems like an altogether different thing on a different level, right?
But you've got to understand, okay, 10,000 minimum work required, that, you know, It
ticks every box.
Right. It's too good to be true. Mm-hmm. So, you know, step one, it's too good to be true.
Yeah.
Right. And say, call me. Yeah. Let's have a chat. Let's have a video call. Right. Yeah. If it really is. So again, very simple things that a lot of people don't bother. They just, you know.
And the second somebody, you know, says to me, you know, download our software, no, not happening. I get a lot of stuff come through via WhatsApp, though. And particularly right now, it's not so much the job scamming, it's the NFT scamming. I get a whole bunch of that, but that's for an entirely different show, topic to talk about.
That's tomorrow.
That's maybe tomorrow, yes. Anyway, if you have experience of this, or you know somebody who has, or just want to know more about it, get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Twitter, of course, we are at BFM Radio. We're going to take a break before we hear from Celia with some music from the Foo Fighters here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Bold, fearless Malaysians. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Frida Liu.
We are talking to you today about avoiding employment scams and how many job seekers who are putting up their resumes on recruitment websites in the hope of getting offers from companies are getting offers from scammers.
Mm.
Now, apparently this thing is on the rise, but we wanted to get some kind of professional opinion of this. It's okay picking it up from a newspaper article and me and Frida here discussing it in the studio. But we thought we'd get somebody along, and we have Celia Rajasegaram. She's the HR consultant and chief experience officer over at Kindler Employee Experience Project. Before I get to Celia, if you guys at home have anything you want to talk about regarding this topic, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp and on Twitter at BFM Radio. Celia, so how has the recruitment industry changed over the last few years, and what impact has the pandemic had on the industry?
Richard, I reckon the correct question would be, what has not changed? Right, because everything has changed. Everything that we knew, data we knew, touch points we knew, everything has changed. All our previous truths and facts that we could count on and rely on has shifted. Whether it is at the stage of just attracting candidates, to the channels that we use, to very specifically the level of engagement candidates expect, right? The experience they are looking for. True to the interview process, right? Everything right now needs to change, needs to adapt to the times. And I guess the tricky part is that we don't even know what it needs to change into. We're still figuring it out. We're still figuring out what that end goal looks like. And that is the results of the pandemic, right? That is the result of the Great Resignation. The Great Resignation is very real. It is very evident in ASEAN, in Malaysia. There is not a client or human resource people that I'm speaking to, recruiters that I'm speaking to, that are not facing challenges with recruitment.
Right. So, Celia, with that in mind, has there been more or less applications in the last couple of years? And how much of a change has there been?
In terms of numbers, right, I think we're just looking at maybe 15, 20% down. and not last couple of years, really just the last 2 years, right? 24 months. And that I feel is probably not the problem. The last applications portion is not the problem. The portion which, well, maybe not a problem, but gets tricky is getting these applications from that stage to the next stage, right? To being interested in the opportunity and willing to invest some time researching, having that call, listening to the opportunity. That's the challenge. And what they are worried about is, of course, those who are currently in stable careers, they are worried about last in, first out.
Right.
People are still a little bit worried if the next 12 months has, or the kind of uncertainty the next 12 months may have. And I can also see a major shift in the attraction to startups. So pre-COVID, startups was where people wanted to be. It is where even senior talent, you know, senior folk really experience. That was their ideal option, right? To join a startup with a great business plan, great investment, great funding. Unfortunately, now startups is losing a bit of the shine.
That's interesting.
And people are looking more for sustainable industries or companies that they feel will be more secure or sustainable. Thirdly, is for the recruitment industry, there is something very dreaded, which we call the very feared, very dreaded counteroffer. And that has been happening so rampantly in the last 4 or 5 months. Employees who are getting offered are being counteroffered by their current employer. In huge amounts, right? So companies, whether multinationals or SMEs, are really trying hard and going all out to retain their employees and retain their talent as well.
I mean, today we're talking about this online scam thing today, Celia, obviously. And I think to kind of get a bit of a background as to why this might be happening, do you think people nowadays are becoming much more comfortable with applying via online recruitment services?
Oh, for sure. Applying online, I don't think that's a question. I don't think people are wary of it.
Right.
You know, JobStreet did for the recruitment industry what AirAsia did for airlines, right? Everyone is so comfortable getting online and submitting their application. Too comfortable maybe, but it is what it is. It's the right channel and the right mode to go. So yeah, 100%.
All right. So in your experience, have you seen a rise in scams taking place through these recruitment websites? And have you seen or been made aware of any of these so-called scams?
Yes, I believe there is a rise, but I don't believe it's exclusive to the recruitment industry.
Right.
I think it is rampant and it is growing as a result of us coming out of this pandemic. And it is on all digital channels and platforms at the same rate of growth and rate of aggression.
Do you think people are so desperate for jobs nowadays then that they'd be willing to, you know, download an unsolicited app? Why do you think this might be?
I don't think I'd use the word desperate, Richard. I think it would be more down to being aware and even being curious, right? Companies globally are so creative now. Because of remote working, companies know how to attract talent in various parts of the world. And there's so many new positions, largely born to the rise of e-commerce and that impact on social media, digital advertising. There are so many new positions available, and you can earn in a lot of different currencies, right? Which is very, very attractive. you know, even on our the Instagram, Malaysian Pay Gap, you see, I love following it because there's so many new positions that I'm learning about every day. And very much like Nabil Hussein and the TikTok pitch, right? That's very real. It could happen. And I think the curiosity of Malaysians and the chance or the attraction of being able to triple, quadruple their salary because of foreign exchange, because of foreign currency, why not? So I think it is about a curiosity.
Interesting. Okay, Celia, just stay on the line with us, will you? We're just going to take a short break and to kind of catch our breath here in the studio. When we come back, we'll be asking you more about, you know, personal data and that kind of thing and how important it is to hold on to that. So, yeah, if you have any comments, get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. A break from reality here. Some music coming up from Doris Troy with Going to Get My Baby Back, followed by a little bit of Chuck Berry with Johnny Be Good here on Enterprise Biz Bites on BFM 89.9.
Boyish 40-something millionaires. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Frida Liu.
Today we've been speaking about how to avoid employment scams as many job seekers are putting up their resumes, of course, on recruitment websites in the hope of getting offers from companies. There are, however, some that have made them vulnerable to job scammers who make fake offers through messaging apps and whatnot and through Instagram and a few other places. We've been speaking to Celia, who is the HR consultant and chief experience officer over at Kindler Employee Experience Project. Frida, do you want to pick up where we just left off?
Right. You know, so Celia, how easy is it to reveal your personal data to these scammers when applying for a job, and what might they do with that information?
How easy it is. Mm. Well, in 2022, this day and age, we should have a natural sensitivity towards scammers. I think we know how to identify them. We've been taught enough how to look for the red flags, how to realize when something really, really looks too good to be true, right? And I think Malaysians, we know this. We are digitally savvy. We're online savvy. The problem is for those who do reveal, right? And it's the same. It's whether someone is scamming you for, you know, through Instagram, or they're scamming you through Facebook. They're looking for the same information. They're looking for your bank information. They are looking for things like a copy of your IC. They are looking for passport details, potentially. They are looking to get you to pay a deposit up front for something. And all these are massive red flags for us.
So what advice would you give to job seekers to avoid any of these scams that we're allegedly seeing on the rise?
Same advice, I guess, I would give to someone who's looking for a date on Tinder, right? If the person is really not in the same country as you, and that's the reason why they are talking to you through WhatsApp or any kind of other method, try to fix a video call,
right?
A normal recruiter will not want to commit or, you know, go to the next step without at least a video interview. And this is one of the things that you can do, or you can try to stop it very, you know, to stop the scam very quickly. Ask them if they'll be comfortable with a video call and a video interview.
Right. You know, another thing, right, Celia, what do you think is the best way for people to apply online? Should they be using official websites and portals? And what do they need to be on the lookout for?
So this is a tricky one, right? Because every platform or every channel that is familiar to us has its strengths, whether it's, you know, Muda to JobStreet to LinkedIn. But I would say stick to the ones we know, right? Stick to the ones that we've heard of. Stick to the ones that we're comfortable with. There are some great new platforms that have also launched in the last 3-4 years, and those are good as well. But you'll be able to see and identify the legit ones. Legit would be they've got, good contact details, job descriptions are good, there are links to the website, there are links to the LinkedIn corporate page. These are all trails and research that you should do before clicking the submit button for your resume.
Right.
If I was a job seeker, I feel like my number one preferred way to apply would be to go specifically to the corporate website, go to the careers page.
Right.
And then repeat with contacts from the company that I want to apply to that I can find on LinkedIn, right? So that's what I would do. Very specific, very targeted, and you retain the control. You remain in control of who you send your resume to and the people that you are reaching out to. Now, that's not always the case, maybe, if you are maybe more junior in your career and you want to cast the net, so to speak,
right?
And then stick to the portals that you know and always, always double check on LinkedIn.
Okay, last question for you then, Celia. In your experience, what general advice would you give to job seekers? You know, how can they improve their rate of success when applying for a job online? And what are some of the common mistakes that we're seeing, crop up?
So when applying online, I know the temptation is there to just click apply, right? Because these portals make it so easy.
Yeah.
But try your best to research a little bit, even if it is seriously, to the resources we have today, we can do a 2-minute research, right? So take that time to do that 2-minute research before you apply.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the next step? The next step is just customizing, even if it's just one sentence of your application.
Right.
The other thing I would say, which is for me, and I think every recruiter will have their own pet peeve. For me, the nails scratching on a chalkboard, which makes it really hard for me to get through reading an application, is when the email or the application comes in WhatsApp speak or text speak.
Okay.
It's really, really hard to go on to evaluate that application.
Yeah.
So I think that would be the biggest mistake. It happens so often, and it is really painful for a recruiter reading that.
Celia, thank you very much. That was brilliant. That was Celia Rasasegram, the HR consultant and chief experience officer at Kindler Employee Experience Project. We've had a few of those applications like that, haven't we?
Right. And I guess we're listening to all that, right, is to, I've fallen to, online thingy, right, when someone sends me a message and says, oh, pass a code. It's happened to me. And I realize that when that happens is when I'm not vigilant.
Right.
Just that moment that, I think someone wants something, right?
Yep.
And then the million and one things on my mind. So when something like that comes in, just stop for a while.
Yeah.
Right. Just stop for a while. That's it, right?
And because often you're getting a million and one messages.
I would think that I'm pretty, vigilant and all that, but it's those moments when, you're just not paying attention for 5 seconds that could kill you.
Mm. And like Celia says at the end of that, when we've just spoken to her there, the final question and the final statement, please don't use WhatsApp speak and text speak in your job applications. is spelled T-H-E, it's not D. You know, right, that's one of my pet peeves as well. Anyway, thanks so much for that. If you missed any part of the show, don't forget you can download the podcast a little bit later on, wherever you normally get it from. We recommend you use the BFM app. It's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. You can also head over to the website, of course, if that's your chosen method of doing it. But stick around. We do have the Breakfast Grill replay coming up. Property developer NCT Alliance Berhad, formerly known as Grand Flow Berhad, recorded healthy profits in its recent fourth quarter results on the back of recovering economic sentiments and a somewhat optimistic outlook for the property sector. But with the ongoing global economic uncertainty, supply chain issues and labour shortages, will we see similar positive numbers in the year to come? The chairman and group managing director was outlining his strategies this morning to move forward with them on the Breakfast Grill. That's all the time we have for today, though, of course. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow here on Enterprise Biz Bytes. We'll leave you with some music. A little bit of Haim with The Steps and then a little bit of The Clash with Rock Casbah. On behalf of myself and Frida Liu, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.